I speak to you in the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. If you haven't caught on by now, we love stories. We do. We celebrate the story of the Last Supper every Sunday when Jesus gathered with his friends around the table and they had that one final meal together. We tell that story every Sunday and we participate every Sunday by coming forward to receive not only the story, but bread and wine. And we feed our bodies and we feed our souls and we feed our hearts, not only with the blessed bread and wine, but with the story and with the passing of the peace and the sharing of confession and in the absolution. This is all a part of our story as faithful Christians, as Episcopalians, as people who are on a journey. And today, in this service of lessons and carols, we have heard the story from Isaiah and from the Gospels. We've heard about Jesse and David, Mary and Joseph, shepherds and angels, and jealous kings. Here's what I want you to hear again in the story, is not one person who heard the good news of Jesus Christ being born into the world left unaffected, left without some type of change happening in their body, in their soul, in the direction that they were heading in. And that is the truth for us as well. From every Sunday that we celebrate communion to this special time of year where we hear the story all the way from the very beginning, when the Word was with God and the Word is God. We are a part of the story through our baptism. Baptized in Christ, we will die in Christ so that we might be raised in Christ to life everlasting. The important thing to remember is that when we hear the words that darkness does not overcome the light, that each of us happen to be light bearers. And when your light is feeling a little dim, that you reach out. You reach out to sustain yourself either through scripture or through the holy meal or through our community of faith here or through your private prayers at home. Whatever feeds you that can instill and rekindle within you that flame of the light of Christ. As we look forward into the new year, perhaps it's a time to sit and make a list of those things that feed you, that challenge you, that sustain you, so that we can, as a community of faith, be that for one another here. Fed here so that we go out into the world to feed others. And we are charged with the responsibility to be Christ to one another. And as the story says, no one who heard the good news of Christ or met Christ along the way left that encounter unchanged. It's our turn. It's our job and our call, part of our baptism, to affect that kind of change in the world around us through the love of God, through the gifts God has given us, and through the opportunity to be Christ to one another. Our stories are woven into this great story. Our faith is woven into the faith of the shepherds who said, you know what, let's go. Let's go find this babe that the angels have told us about. Our story is woven into the most humble yes that Mary offered. Our story is woven into the doubts that Joseph had. Our story is woven into the voices of the prophets who remind us that even when we screw up, that God does not give up on us. That's all part of our story. That's all part of who we are. And here's the important thing to remember, too. If you are joyful, God sent Jesus into this world for you. And if you are disappointed, God sent Jesus into this world for you. And if you are tired, God sent Jesus into this world for you. And if you are seeking, God sent Jesus into this world for you. And if you are unaware, God sent Jesus into this world for you. And if you are hopeful, God sent Jesus into this world for you. And if you are looking and searching and loving and longing, God sent Jesus into this world for you. For unto us a child is born, and we have made the journey to the manger to seek him. And once we see him, I pray that we too leave that completely changed, invigorated, hopeful, looking for ways in the new year to be that light in the world for others. It is a gift that God has given to each of us, and there's nothing we can do to earn it. But we certainly can use the very nature of who we are and the story that we tell to say thank you. So thank you for being a part of this story, for offering yourselves and your gifts that you have to take the light of Christ out into the world and to continue to tell the story of how you have been changed by meeting the Christ child. Amen.